Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Matthew Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Peters as described in my reports of 322-14 and another in 2021. Appeared Mr. Peters is now a 52-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 11-17-11. Appeared the scissor lift he was on fell over from 30 feet in the air. Appeared he sustained multiple injuries leading to what he understands to be final diagnosis of fractured pelvis in 9 places, comma, crushed spine, comma, cut left side of his skull that required 60 stitches, comma, and spinal compression. Appeared to undergo spinal fusion in the lumbar spine. Appeared he also accepted 1 1/2 spine injections. Appeared he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared new paragraph, I have been advised that he had an award entered on 12-11-14 in the amount of 47.5% partial total and has now reopened this claim. Period. New paragraph, the only new medical documentation provided is that from Dr. Frost, beginning 12-12-22. Period. He was in the process of waiting for a full psych eval and functional eval in order to help conclude his disability case. But he says he wants to work and the judge is trying to determine his degree of disability. But his mood seems stable with no depression or mania at that time. But he's trying to put effort into keeping track of how he's doing day to day in order to determine what he's able to do going forward. Period. His diagnostic assessment was opioid use disorder with chronic low back pain and tobacco use disorder. Pretty was to continue taking Zubsolve, Z-U-B-S-O-L-V, 3 times per day. Period. Dr. Frost continued to see him frequently over the next several months. Period. On 2-6-23, he related he was waiting on his lawyer to get his disability claim paid out, but says the lawyer and judge want him to take medication. Period, his therapist thinks he needs antidepressants, but he says he does not want to take it. Period, he states he does not even want to take BUPE ultimately. Period. His progress was monitored through 7-17-23, period. And that visit, he seemed upbeat and excited. Period, he's speaking quickly to give an update to his story. Period, he states he had a good conversation with his lawyer and for the first time in many months, feels optimistic about the progress of his disability case. Pretty made it clear that he has been in treatment for many years as a result of his injury and is not interested in taking any additional medications for mood or anxiety. Period. He was to continue his Zubsolve for the same diagnosis and continue follow-up with the disability judge. Period. There is no further documentation relative to orthopedic care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal. Extremities lower normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with a mild limp on the left, but no foot drop or assisted devices. Period, he was able to walk on his toes fluidly. Period, he was able to walk on his heels, but complained of increased low back pain when doing so. Period, inspection revealed healed surgical scarring. Appeared there was a single scar traversing longitudinally in the lower back, as well as an oblique scar near the left sacroiliac joint. Period. There was tenderness to palpation about the paravertebral musculature, bilateral in the absence of spasm. Period. It was tender at the left iliac crest, but not the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. General appearance, he did speak rapidly. Period. Impressions. Matthew Peters reportedly was injured at work on 11-17-11, as noted in my prior reports. Period. He did receive an award on 12-11-14 and now has reopened that claim. Period. He has not had any additional orthopedic treatment except a vague description of having 1.5 spine injections. Period. He states in 2023 he declined an offer for fusion surgery. So my comments about no further treatment are incorrect. Period. He did continue to see a psychiatrist named Dr. Frost. Period. He had him on medications and followed his progress. Period. New paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Peters found that he did speak rapidly. Period. He had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities. Period. There was full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the lumbar spine. Period. Supine and seated straight leg raise maneuvers were negative bilaterally, and neural tension signs were negative. Paired in the paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same as those stated in my most recent report as marked. And that is the end.